Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's the 23rd of November, and no, you haven't heard from me for a long time. Yesterday, on the 22nd, I moved into my bungalow. The same day as Jo Fishwick moved into her house, actually. So I know, because we've been hay-telling each other about what's been going off with each other and how we're going and everything. And so, and it's been quite hectic, to be honest, and I've not really audio booed because I've not really had a lot to say. And also, as you know, organising everything and making different phone calls, and your head just gets dominated by it. Then I was organising with decorating and getting the carpets down and such. I didn't get those down, and I didn't decorate neither. But, you know, I had quite a few people to help me, actually, which was really nice. And yesterday, Laura's boyfriend's mum and dad, they helped me to move. So that was really good. It went okay. It went perfectly fine, actually, apart from, I don't know what must have happened during the journey, but the washing machine won't work now. I'm just thinking, oh no, I just hope I don't have to buy a new one, because to be honest, I've got to buy a new cooker. That's my priority next. So Laura's boyfriend's dad is coming over this week to have a look at the washing machine to see if he can get it working again. I just hope he can. But I shouldn't really complain, because everything really went well. And it's really nice little place. It's taken me a bit of time to get used to things, as it would. I've been here 24 hours now, and it still feels a bit strange. But I suppose it's going to take a good couple of weeks, really. I'd been in my last place for 15 years, so even though I wanted to move out, it was really strange yesterday, getting in my daughter's car and driving away, and that was it, you know. I felt almost a little bit, I don't know, a bit sad, but I've made the right decision. It was time to move on. So, and it's nice here because there's gas central heating and there's a combi boiler, so hot water all the time. Whereas my other place, it wasn't like that at all. And plus, you had the storage heaters. Oh, they were just so expensive in winter, and it didn't even feel like you got the heating on at all. It was just horrendous. So it's just so nice to be somewhere where it's just so warm in comparison, and that's not even without the heating on. I mean, I have had the heating on just a little bit, but it's still really warm. And that's, you know, that's nice, and especially next week, because apparently it's supposed to get really cold. So, I'm really pleased. I am waiting for, I've got somebody coming out from Guide Dogs in the middle of, let me think, did she say about 17th of December, to come and do some mobility training. And until then, I'm feeling a little bit kind of lost, because I don't know my way at all around here. It'll be a lot nearer to places like my work placement, and when I start back to college again in October, because that'll be only 10 minutes away from here. So at least I won't have that long journey again. But it's at the moment, I'm feeling a little bit, oh gosh, you know, I'd just love to go out there and just walk around, but I haven't got the confidence to do that. I thought about putting blind square on, doing it, but again, I'm like, yeah, it's lovely thinking about it, but I'm just a little tiny bit unsure to do it. I may well do. I'll give it a couple of days, and I'll see how I go. No, I just, because it's the thought of staying here, and, you know, staying in here, apart from somebody coming to take me out, and not being able to go out. But yeah, that will change after once I start mobility training again. So I mean, all in all, I think I'm lucky. It's gone really well, and you know, the only thing that has happened, not I wouldn't say even a disaster, but is fixable, is the washing machine. So yeah, really good. I shall boo again really soon. I have been listening to audio boos, but yeah, as I said, I've been too busy to kind of do one myself. But anyway, I hope you're all okay, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.